My name is Scotty McShane, and I've been driving bus for about 20 years.
It's kind of a stressful job, you know, and it's just made worse if everybody hates you, if the passengers are a pain in the ass. Because there's a lot of pressure, you know, and you can't get off the bus, you know, no matter what happens, you can't get off the bus. I'll say hello to anybody, you know, school kids, old people, black, white, green, yellow, pink, I don't care, I'll say, you know. And then when they get off, I wish them a good day. I say, have a good day, sir, have a good day, madam, even if they're like little kids, you know, they love that. Little kids get off the bus, you say, have a good day, sir, and they love that, they break up, it's great. This girl gets on the bus, and she's carrying this big box, and it says Schweppes on the side. And I think, okay, it's the weekend, she's going to have a big party, she's got a big box of Schweppes there. And I get up about 3 blocks up 6th Avenue, and suddenly I hear this, oh my God! So I stop the bus, jam on the brakes, turn around, and there's this cat in the box. In this box she had a cat. And I didn't know about this, right? Because you can't have a cat on the bus. If I'd known that, she'd not be allowed on the bus. It's not allowed having a cat. But this cat had evidently not gone to the bathroom in 6 weeks. The cat pees in the box, and the urine is splashing out of the box. I mean, it's getting all over her coat. It's getting all over the seat on the right. It's getting all over the seat. There's puddles of urine from this cat. It must have been, God, I don't know, like a gallon, right? And I've got this elderly Jewish woman sitting across the aisle, right? She's a comedian. She's got to be a comedian. Everybody gets on the bus, and she says, Bubby, don't sit there. That's where the cat made a pee-pee. There's a lot of stuff that, you know, your eyes are like constantly in motion, and you're thinking all the time about where you gotta be, what the route is, what the people are, where the passengers are going, you know, what the obstacles are that you're dealing with. It's exhausting, you know, it's just mentally stressful. It's just a mentally stressful job. It's tough. Now, meanwhile, I just finished eating lunch. Now, with the heat and the cat urine, my lunch is beginning to rise. I gotta start opening up the windows. We finally get up to 67th Street. I've gone all the way from Union Square. I'm up at 67th Street. I got 3 people left. One of them is the older Jewish woman. She's still with me. She's still telling everybody, don't sit there, the cat made the pee-pee. Meanwhile, there's 67th Street. No foot dispatcher. He's either on a break or at a meal or he's gone, whatever, I don't know. So I call control again. Take it to 106th Street. I says, whoa, pal, I can't go any further. I'm getting sick now. I'm getting nauseous from this urine and stuff. And he says, okay, just leave it there, 106th Street. Now, I stopped the bus, and you'd think that I'd like rob Fort Knox or something, because all of a sudden, out of nowhere, 5 radio cars are all over me. What happened? And the dispatcher's like, well, how bad could that be? Now, meanwhile, I'd gotten out of the bus, put my jacket on, kept the doors closed, right, to keep the bus warm. So the dispatcher comes, and he opens the door, and the man actually fainted away from the smell that hit him in the face. He fainted dead away. He's unconscious. He's knocked out. 2 guys had to pick him up. Well, I tell you, one time I dressed up as Santa Claus. Did I tell you about that time? I don't think I told you about that time. That was great, because, you know, I put this big fat suit on. I put on the hat, I put on the gloves, I got the boots. And that was great, it was a gas, everybody loved that. There were kids posing on my lap for pictures. I tell you, even the TV station came down and interviewed me while I was driving the bus. That was great. So you gotta make the job happy for everybody. Everybody's gotta have a good time, as much as possible, otherwise you're gonna go crazy. All right, well, you know, I'll do something like this. You know, I sort of try and make it fun, right? It's not really a joke, but I try and make it fun. So, like, if it's a really snowy winter day, right? I say, okay, I make an announcement. I say, attention, folks, this is an announcement from MTC. And everybody listens because it's a snowy day. Is the bus going to stop? What's going to happen? Attention, attention. If we hit an iceberg and the bus starts to sink, the life preservers are under your seats. But I don't go down with the bus. I'll be the first one out. And they all burst out laughing. You know, it just makes everything a little bit easier there. A little light in the mood. Things like that. So now, I get up to 106th Street and there's two other bosses sitting on the corner. What happened, Scotty? So I tell him. One guy gets on the bus. Now, with all the windows open, he gets on the bus, and he says, I don't believe it, he says. I never smelled anything so bad in my life. This is with the windows open. So he goes into a bodega, and he comes out with 6 cans of air freshener. And he says, as you drive, just spray it over your shoulder. Just spray it over your shoulder. So that's how we get the bus back to the garage, by spraying air freshener. Ha 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 ha.